Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. If you missed the last hour, oh my goodness. Talking to Dr. Nick Begich of EarthPulse.com. And he is an expert on basically analyzing the technologies, the real technological developments out there. We just spent the last 30 minutes talking about the peak oil scam. Masses of untapped oil everywhere. But the globalists want to create artificial scarcity as an economic tool of control. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to start taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. But Dr. Begich, continuing with what you mentioned about inflation, the inflationary pressures of, you know, when gas prices are this high, that, as you know well, it affects an entire food chain of the economy and causes prices to go up across the board. Can you speak more to that?
Yeah, there's a couple things. Firstly, because, you know, you think about energy as a component for food production, literally food production. You look at energy as a component for everything that's produced, and it adds a significant amount to inflation. And I would expect within the next 18 months to see starting to get back into this potentially double digit. Now, some of the things that they're doing to mitigate this is reducing trade barriers even further to create this sort of artificial slide in prices as foreign competitors are able to bring goods in even cheaper. Textile industry is one in particular that they're looking at right now.
Yeah, so what you have is baubles, symbols of success being sold very cheaply, but key things like milk and fuel and housing, real indices are exploding in price.
Absolutely. The things that affect people that don't have any elasticity, any room in their budgets. I mean, when gas goes to $3 a gallon, and in some parts of the country it's getting pretty close to that now, you know, that has a huge effect on, you know, on low and moderate income earners, which is the bulk of the people left in the United States.
Are you kidding? It's not comfortable for me to be paying $40 at the pump instead of $25.
Exactly. And it's, what it causes is other choices to be made. It starts to draw out savings. It really weakens the individual tremendously.
But it consolidates control.
Absolutely. It gives the power into the hands of those who control literally the flow of resources to households, because no longer do households produce much of anything of our own. I mean, we've gone from a society and a culture that essentially was self-sustaining and efficient as individuals to one totally dependent on multinational corporations that control the flow of goods, services, and all the things that we consider important.
And even the service economy that they promised would be the Holy Grail and save us as we, quote, deindustrialize. Now that's shutting down, and everything is shifting to Homeland Security with the college courses. It's shifting to the private prisons. It's shifting to being security guards. Everything is shifting. They're almost forcing us into the police state.
Well, and even in that area, you know, college enrollments aren't going up the way they expected. The ability to fund college has gone down, so we're ending up now.
At the same time, the college prices are going up.
Yeah, and so what are they doing to combat that? They're lowering, again, restrictions on immigration to allow technical folks to come into the country and take those jobs that, you know, in the past, those high-paying jobs went to Americans. Now they're not so high-paying. Competition is going up, and the only people served by this are, again, multinational corporations and Wall Street rather than Main Street. I think that's, you know, that's just the continuing shift of goods and services out of the hands of individuals. I mean, that's what these lockups in Alaska were about. You know, on the mineral side, not the oil and gas side, but on the mineral side, any American citizen could go out and stake claims on these federal lands and actually gain possession of those resources. No longer will that ever be possible within these parks and preserves. It'll only happen for multinational corporations whose interests aren't our own.
And again, that was free market. You could go out and stake a claim to it. Now it is centralized, not free market, but
yep,
they call it free market.
Yep, it's a monopoly is what it is.
Monopoly. Simplify it very well. We'll be right back and talk a lot more about this and more and your call. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this second hour on this Monday edition. Talking to Dr. Nick Begich of EarthPulse.com. He's an author, documentary maker, professor. His father, of course, was a famous congressman who, the evidence is clear, foul play involved in his plane crash, his plane going down with the leader of the House. And that concerned energy as well, and the energy scams that are going on. The last 40 minutes, we've been talking about the peak oil scam, telling you that we've run out of oil as they have all these giant reserves everywhere, and they've handed them over to private select corporations that are in cahoots with OPEC, deciding not to tap them because it would drive prices down to almost nothing. But it's just like with the diamonds, they've created artificial scarcity, and now they've got their fake grassroots organizations out there promoting this full tilt boogie right now, adding the cherry on top of we've got to reduce world population drastically. And now the IMF, of course, is out promoting what their little minions have already been pushing for them, those that have been laying the groundwork. Yes, there'll be no resources. And so now that they've gotten this monopoly of control, they're going to start gouging you for energy, gouging you when you travel with toll roads on every major street and highway and state road. They're going to start forced psychological testing, forced drugging, with the drug companies actually administering it in the schools. This is the transfer of, quote, privatization, where the corporations that are bigger than most governments become the government. And just like you got fake blogs out there, you know, with Jeff Gannon and Talon News Service and fake news reporters like Armstrong Williams, and it's just there's so much of this out there, and it's got to be fought. It's got to be resisted. And when you watch the mainstream news, there's little or no discussion of why we're paying so much for oil. It's because they've laid off limits all of our own reserves in the Gulf of Mexico and all over this country and Canada and predominantly Alaska. And they are basically not upgrading the systems, the delivery systems, by design. Their own documents say it, but still the general public is in the dark, and many of you are buying the fraud. I studied it, I've looked at it, and it is a scam. But I want to go to your calls here in just a minute or two, as promised, but Dr. Nick Baggage later will tell folks how to get your books and the videos as well. What are some of the other issues that you think are really important right now that we should discuss?
Let's jump just one more point on the oil that is important that we missed, and that's the what oil does in terms of U.S. money supply. You know, it used to be all oil was traded globally in dollars, and that has changed. Now they take euros and other currencies. As a consequence, there's more dollars in circulation, which causes the value of those dollars to drop unless they get sucked up by higher oil prices. So that's part of the scam as well.
Well, that's what I said before you got on with this, is the dollar's been devalued by 45% in the last 4 years, so we're going to have to pay more.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happened. I mean, I do a lot of work in Europe where the impact of this is extreme. I mean, it's great for shipping U.S. goods over, but try and get anything out of Europe headed this way. It's just outrageous. And you just can't do it the way you used to be able to.
Again, it's designed to hurt first world countries, and then I hear the phony left on NPR going, good, we've lived out of our means. This will teach us. No, this won't make us independent. This will make us more dependent.
Yeah, there's one other twist on this to kind of jump a little bit to a side issue. You know, they're just revamping the bankruptcy laws, and I think people have been following this a little bit. You know, the bankruptcy laws were set up when we had indentured servitude, you know, and they kind of got rid of that and said, you know, people need a chance to have a fresh start and be able to clear all of that out. Well, if you think about all the credit card solicitations, and what's happened is people have racked up huge, huge debt and continue to do so, and they used to be able, if they got out of control, to be able to shut it down and start over. Well, you can't do that under the new legislation. What will happen is you'll be an indentured servant to those creditors, even if you have like a family illness where you get sick, you can't work.
They're going to start garnishing.
Yeah, they're going to take away and eliminate your ability to clear it. So if you have, you know, a sick breadwinner in the house that loses everything, or you get in an accident, you can't work for a period of time, you are going to be enslaved and never have a chance to start again.
And again, it's neo-feudalism. I'm so glad you brought this up, Doctor. Back when I was in college and had absolutely no money, I would get a credit card almost every day in the mail. Now that I'm out of debt and have a little bit of money, I maybe get one a month or so.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, what happens? I mean, when you think about...
Listen, I had a credit card that I always paid off each month, and they canceled it and said, you're not good for us. And I called them. They said, well, Mr. Jones, we have a little index we do, and you're not profitable for us.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, when you think about all of this, I think about I had a friend of mine who visited me from the former Soviet Union, and he was marveling as we drove through the neighborhoods of my community at the houses. And I said, look, nobody owns these houses but the bank. And he looked at me just mystified, you know, because in the former Soviet Union, somebody says they own their home, they really do. You know, they don't owe anything on it. And when I explained to him how much of a payment goes to interest versus really paying for the house, and explained to him what that was, it's a banker's tax. It's a way to keep us enslaved economically.
And let's be clear. When they create a credit card, that's just zeros and ones in a computer. It's all fractional reserve banking. These banks, they're allowed in more complex scenarios. They do write this stuff off.
Yeah, and here's what they're doing with the new bankruptcy rules, where they're already charging you 18 or 22% interest.
In some cases, 30.
Yeah, and then they're sucking up a certain amount of losses, which they factor in, which is their excuse for those high rates. You put this into play, the defaults go down to almost nothing or significantly lower. Their profit margins go up dramatically. Their stock prices are impacted accordingly. But when it comes to the end of the day, with inflation happening and more people are going to be inclined to put things on credit cards that they really shouldn't because they, you know, they got to feed their families. And what's going to happen is you're going to see even a bigger rash of distribution of these cards because they know they're going to collect. And what it's going to do is force people into the most impoverished of circumstances. And it's just one more brick in the backpack as we try and swim across the lake of this life. And I think that's, again, it's a way to enslave. It's a way to create fear and anxiety.
Well, listen, I saw Governor Ridge. And, folks, again, these people are not free market. It's about control. They own the world. Now they're getting rid of the middle class that threatens them. Their own documents say it. I saw Ridge almost 3 years ago. You know, he's left now. Now it's Chertoff. Michael Chertoff is Homeland Security head. But I saw him on C-SPAN. He said, if you've got bad credit, you're going to have a bad rating on your national ID card through the driver's license, which they've now done. And just like with the TSA, they're now changing the name to confuse you. Just like with the airports, daily life is going to be like that. And then if you want to be able to have a job, you're going to have to go dedicate yourself 10 hours a week working for the corporation they direct you to, literally as a slave laborer, to pay off your debts, or they won't remove that hold off your ID card. Were you aware of that?
Yep. And, you know, this is, again, you know, when people talk about New World Order politics and controls, it is all about that. I mean, if you take it the next step, even currency, they're going to be embedding chips in currency so they can track every dollar. In other words, there won't be any more cash economy, essentially. I mean, you'll be trading with what's as trackable as a credit card transaction.
And they've been saying they're going to do that.
Yeah, and actually, the projection is by 2008, 2009, the technology will be cheap enough to accomplish it because these will be able to be embedded into the fabric of the cloth, much in the way the Mylar strip is embedded right now. You know, if you hold the dollar up, a larger denomination bill, you'll see this little Mylar strip in the bill. But we're talking about a microcircuit, a very small RF device that will be used for that purpose. The same kind of devices are going to be put in virtually every product to control inventory.
And then the new refrigerators are already coming out with this. They will scan and know what you're eating and, quote, automatically order. But again, it brings total control.
Right, and at the same time, profiling of individuals. You know, there's something that's been put into cars for years that most people don't even realize.
Black box.
The black box, tracking every time you buckle up, every time you speed. You know what's going to happen eventually is the laws are going to allow for our own safety, which is always the...
It's already here. It's already here.
Yep, and you're not going to be able to buy insurance. You're not.
They've got the bill. The Texas insurance lobby's got the bill introduced 2 weeks ago. All cars with your inspection sticker will have your personal ID on an RFID, and it says the day your insurance runs out, you will be arrested immediately. The readers are already up, and it says in there this will also be used for the electronic toll roads.
Yep. And when you tie all this together, what it really results in is an absolute directed and controlled society, which is something that, you know, we've been talking about for years. I know, Alex, you've been talking about this since your beginnings. I mean, this is really this is where the rubber meets the road. I mean, we're talking about...
Yeah, 10 years ago, I was reading their documents. You were reading their documents.
Yep.
Now it's happening.
Yep. And in fact, if you look back historically on some of the projections by the think tankers on the planet, one in particular I know I've mentioned on your program before, and it's The Big New Brzezinski's Between Two Ages, written in the early 70s. And you can still find this book. They printed a couple hundred thousand.
And that was the genesis and the idea for the Trilateral Commission. Rockefeller said, I read this book.
Yep. And if you look at that book as a projection, because it's from the 70s, you know, over 30 years ago, you read it today and it is a history of the socioeconomic and cultural changes that took place.
And it shows they're the engineers. We'll read the grand chessboard. 97, it's exactly what happened.
Yeah, exactly right. And so when you look at it, and you got to take a long view, you know, as everyone thinks Wall Street just takes the quarterly view, and they do for generating the jack-up of profit.
Yeah, for milking the saps.
Yeah, but when you look at the long-range view, it's about moving massive resources into the control of the few. And, you can go back. If you think the railroad barons stories of the 1800s were something, the minerals and resource stories of this century and the last one dwarfs what happened then.
And they've got fake alternative left controlled bloggers out there telling us it's all good.
Absolutely.
We're in deep trouble. I promise. We'll go right to your calls when we get back. That Texas bill looks like it may pass, HB 2893. Transponders in all our cars by law. $3,855 tax per year starting. We'll be back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year, absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
I really appreciate Dr. Baggett's joining us. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to plug some of his incredible materials. So get ready for that. He's going to be with us until the middle of the next hour. We're going to get into earthquake weapons, patented government devices, stuff he's been talking about for a long time that's now mainstream news. But right now, we're just going to take your calls this segment and throughout the next segment for those that have been holding for eons. People that know me on the street go, Alex, you're so calm, at a restaurant or, at the mall or in a grocery store. Why do you get so upset on air? Because I hate seeing you get scammed, and I'm getting scammed, and my children are going to be scammed. I mean, being ripped off should make you angry by a bunch of criminals. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. And, Mike, where are you calling us from today?
North Carolina, Alex.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. First, I just wanted to say that I really enjoy what you've been doing and opening many Americans' eyes on what's really going on behind these lies. And I just wanted to know, since you're a Christian like me and I'm sure many other listeners, do you believe that with this world that is heavily influenced, you know, by Satan and his demons, that we should just put our trust in God to handle these, since they've been around for thousands of years misleading different leaders and people?
Well, look, you reap what you sow. And, you know, faith without works is dead. I mean, I could sit here and, I mean, did Jesus lay around and let the corruption go on? No, he went and confronted it. And, you know, I'm not a Buddhist, but let's talk about Gandhi. You know, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. But the old Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel, or God helps those that helps themselves. I mean, we've got to, in Ezekiel, dig in the wall, dig through the wall, and look at what's going on inside and tell the people. We have a moral responsibility to expose and fight evil. And Dr. Begich, comments?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And you know, in terms of, you know, you really have to act. I mean, what I always, when I was younger and was struggling with the issues of faith, you know, the whole concept of faith came up. And, you know, I heard all these long dissertations about what it was. For me, it boiled down to something very simple. Faith is knowing what is right and true and acting on it, doing something about it. And I think that's the call that all of us are called to. I mean, no matter what we do, if we stand idly by, God gave us free will and creative power to do something with. We're created in the image of the Creator to spread something that's much more potent than the energy of ourselves. And that requires action, not idleness. And I think the call to Americans and to everyone in the world of faith is, open your eyes and act on what you know to be right and true in the ways that we can. Don't create a bunch of anxiety. Do what's right in front of you. Act on those small things. They become big things. There is an inorganic internet. It's called the human race. The creative capacity of God rests there if we direct it in the proper way.
Oh, beautifully said. And listen, folks, the founding fathers said this over and over again. Duty is ours. Consequences is God's. It doesn't matter if we're going to win or, you know, stop worrying about all that. We have a job to expose corruption. I mean, it's simple. I mean, that's an instinctive drive to fight corruption, to fight evil. They're trying to engineer it out of us.
I totally understand what you're saying, Alex, and I don't disagree with you at all.
The mainline churches are saying, cop out, don't get involved. You know, just, you know, sit around, rejoice things are getting bad. It means it's almost over. That is mind control.
I mean, I know what you're saying. All I was trying to say is that, you know.
No, it's a good question. I'm glad you raised it.
That Armageddon is definitely near, just as you said and many others have said. And, you know, I was just saying, you know, no humans can defeat Satan and his demons. And I love what you do. I think it's wonderful. I was just seeing what you thought, because, you know, I just believe that.
Yeah, listen, I understand. I appreciate your call. Let's take another call. Look, folks, regardless of whether the globalists are going to start, you know, releasing bioweapons next week, we have a job to do to expose them, because whenever crises are coming, they're going to pose as our saviors as people run into their arms. Okay, so a lot of this Armageddon stuff is a cop-out. And it is a cop-out. We have a job to do. We have to expose evil. John in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me, Alex. I'll try to be quick here. Lindsey Williams wrote a book on the non-energy crisis, and he actually predicts that Carter was already pretense to his vote on the Alaskan pipeline, was already figured out, like, way before his election. And, and it showed where the Alaskan pipeline was supposed to be, like, $1 billion to $10 billion approximately.
Right.
And it was actually coerced by the controllers to be actually purchased by the World Bank, basically. And then also, you have the book No Evil, written by a 21-year veteran of the CIA, tells where our government is actually the CIA for Exxon and Mobil.
Hey, what? Stay there.
All right.
We'll let you finish up and get Dr. Baggage's comment on the other side. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The website's prisonplanet.tv. Be sure and check it out. My new film, Martial Law, is out on DVD.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We're going to go back to your calls here in just a second. John, Alex, Fred, Roger, Tim, and others, and of course Dr. Bagich. In a minute, we'll tell you how to get some of his great books and videos as well. So get your pen and papers ready. I just want to, before we go back to Dr. Bagich, I just want to say something here on not the last caller, but the caller before that caller, Mike. Mike, I understand what you're saying, but I hear this fatalistic tone in your voice and fatalistic, you know, what you're saying. I mean, you heard what I had to say, and then you just restated that this is just how it is, and it's so evil, and we just got to leave it to God. Well, you know, God has told us that we have a job, and that we better get out there and wake people up and stand up against evil. So, that's important. And look, don't think for a minute the globalist won't nuke a city or release smallpox if they think the population's getting out of control, waking up to their paradigm, shifting too far away from their media control. Don't think they won't do that to scare us back into submission to get in line behind them. But even if we go along with their plans, they're going to carry out those events to get more control over us. So it's a catch-22 with a trap door. We have to expose who the real terrorists are, who has the motive. Qui bono, as the Roman judges would say, well, who stands to gain? Who has motive here? It's the same story over and over again, to where the general public has this awakening, which is happening. The worm is turning. We're at the crossroads here. A zenith of a new renaissance. I mean, I think we can win this. at least at the point of exposing who the terrorists are, tracking back every big terror event, showing who has motive, and then, voila, doesn't surprise us. The actual physical evidence and eyewitness evidence of who's doing these attacks. So it's simple, really. And the general public are like children. The globalists call them cattle, but they've been dumbed down. They've been made experts on football or how to act cool or how to have the neatest car. They're not even stupid so much as they're focused and educated on things that don't matter. We've got to educate them on real things and get people's minds unlocked, not to program them ourselves, but so that they can see the world with the blinders off and wake up on their own. So they don't run into the arms of the New World Order over and over and over and over and over again. It's so sad to see this happening. It's painful. The general public doesn't understand how politics even really works. They've been given false information like a computer that's been misprogrammed. We've got to just remove the cultural, psychological viruses kind of as an antivirus program so then they can function normally and then they'll see it without us even telling them what they see. See, the globalists have to keep reapplying their lies, their illusion, to keep it going. We just have to clear the mist for a moment. And most people will first freak out and then wake up to seeing the Matrix. And we've got a job to do. So many people are being deceived. And even if there was no hope of defeating the New World Order, there is a hope of waking individuals up. So it's pointless, this mantra I hear in mainstream Christendom and in mainstream period, this nihilistic, fatalistic, there's nothing we can do. Let's just party, eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow we die. That attitude, that's really another subset of I only care about myself. There's nothing I can do. I get ahead by only caring about myself. Folks, that's a fraud. When you only care about yourself, you ensure that an atmosphere in which tyranny explodes and grows. You've ensured that you personally are in great danger. Dr. Nick Baggage, any comments on what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely agree with you, Alex. You know, the whole thing is, you know, it's not government and institutions that take away our power rather than build our higher potentials are exactly what's working against us. And succumbing to fear, which, you know, when I think about Mike's call a little while ago, you know, that's, it's a very common, you know, kind of question that I get from time to time.
Well, it's pretty clear they killed your dad, but here you are.
Yeah, and I know, you know, when you stop at fear, I'll tell you, that's when you lose the battle. And so much of what's being generated is to create fear in the population. And when you look at what happens, I mean, just look at the physical changes that happen within a human brain when you're engaged in fear. You get what are called incoherent brain patterns, the kinds of patterns that don't lend themselves to good thinking.
Well, your higher system shut down.
That's exactly it. And so the things that are important in a complex technological world, which is a thinking population that engages, that doesn't sit idly by, that's what's going to change the country. I mean, we may see the inevitability of these things come to pass, but, you know, when you want to talk about it in prophetic terms, remember, prophecy is about a warning, not a condemnation. And, you know, we're getting plenty of warnings these days. The question is, are we going to wake up and are we going to act in the ways that are responsible that can generate the counterflow? And I think people are waking up. I certainly see it around the country.
Well, that's the first question I was going to ask you when you got on with us an hour ago, is that 10 years ago, I mean, most people disagreed with me. Now I can't get people to disagree with me, not on my own show, on other people's broadcasts, people on the street, cops, firemen, government workers, FBI agents. I mean, people are, I'm really seeing a massive shift, and I think the controllers are panicking, Doctor.
I agree with you. And, you know, and when you see how they react to this kind of thing, is to increase the fear levels, because that, again, shuts down the critical thinking mechanisms within the larger segments of the population. But if people remember, you know, that it's been said that the American Revolution started with 6% of the people thinking it was a good idea. Thank God for 6%. You know, today, People look around and say, oh, you know, no one's doing anything and they're apathetic. You know, apathy works in your favor. You know, if only 15% of the people pull a lever at the poll, you only got to convince 8% of them.
And I'm
right.
Sick of that mantra of we can't do anything, we can't get it done. You know, that's that type of procrastination when you look at your garage and 5 years of junk is in there and you don't think you can do it, but at the end of the Saturday, day or Sunday or whatever, the thing's clean.
Yep, and you know, and the reality is, again, that removes power from people when you start to question your ability as an individual. Everything that was ever important to humankind from the beginning of humankind
was hard.
It was hard, and it started with one or two people saying, hey, I see things just a little bit differently. And I don't care whether it's in business, politics, religion, or science, that's where it starts, by someone individually making that decision and then making that step of faith by acting on what they know to change something. And we can do it in our neighborhoods, we can do it in our communities, and we can do it on a much larger
scale. It really is an attitude.
It is. And the other thing is you're not alone. Don't wait for some group to be formed. It already is. You're standing in it. It's right in the middle of your shoes. And, you know, you're part of that group, part of those people that have woken up and are doing something. Don't look for any formal organizations. You don't need them. You're it. You know, formal organizations get corrupted over time. Individuals have some integrity, can move forward, learn from their mistakes, pick themselves up from each mistake, and do something better each time.
And I don't mean this to sound like mumbo jumbo, but since people bring up Christ, love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, it really does start with loving your family, not letting your children watch TV, spending time with your family, not flipping the person back off when they flip you off on the highway. This hatred, this animalistic idea they're trying to sell us, they want us to be like they are.
That's exactly it, and that's not what human beings were meant to be. I mean, and when you look at what's going on technologically now, you know, we really kind of get locked into this idea that we need the latest, best gadget. You know, when you really ask yourself, why do I need this stuff? A lot of it you really don't need.
Well, here's an example. I have the old cell phone that isn't satellite triangulated.
Yeah.
And it broke, and they didn't want to sell me another one, so I said, okay, I'll take the new phone. It doesn't even work. Half of the places my other one worked, it's more expensive. I'm taking it back and going to the one of the last places that'll let me have the old-fashioned phone. But the point is that we don't need all this junk.
Right. I mean, as busy as I am, I don't even have a cell phone. I don't have a pager either. I mean, when I'm out of my office, you can't find me unless you know where I went. And you know, there's something to be said for that. I mean, personal privacy is a big deal for me. And, you know, and I look at just the whole transparency of populations. Well, our governments become more opaque and difficult to look into. Just the opposite of what should be happening is happening. And when you look around the country and you start to ask yourself, you know, what is going on? You know, this big controversy with, Centerpoint that lost all this data on individuals. You know, Centerpoint we wrote about in 1999 in the book Earth Rising, The Revolution.
Yeah, they do this stuff on purpose every time to pass more legislation.
But that particular company also has a contract with Department of Justice that was non-competitive going back to the 1990s that gave them access to 3.5 billion records at that time on American citizens for them to peruse and use for profiling American population.
Yeah, more data mining.
Yeah, and you know, they actually in Europe they coined the phrase data valence, and we quote quite a bit from the European Parliament and European media within Earth Rising because they really understand what invasiveness of privacy is about, because most people, at least in Eastern Europe, certainly understand it from their own personal experience, and elders in Western Europe understand it quite well from their own experience.
Well, that's where the globalists have a leg up, is Americans have had it so good,
yep.
We don't know what we've got till it's gone. Real fast, plug some of your materials, and we got to go right back to the calls.
Sure. We've got several books out, Angels Don't Play This Harp, our classic, and then Earth Rising, The Revolution, Earth Rising 2, and these you can get... hopefully we'll get them in your bookstore, Alex, but you can get them toll-free at 888-690-1277. Again, 888-690-1277, or take a look at our website at earthpulse.com.
Earthpulse.com. Give that number out again.
888-690-1277.
We'll give that out again in the next hour. Okay, I got to go quick now. Caller, John, New York, finish up what you were saying.
You're talking about $200 billion with Iraq there. Initially in the Philippines, they had a $3 billion investment by the big boys, and it cost our
taxpayers to the military $7 billion to keep them free. Also, they're talking on the Today Show this morning about Bohemian styles, so it's just another twist of them trying to get Bohemian in. And they're talking about the memorial about Tim McVeigh hitting the Oklahoma federal building, and that's being promoted as just Tim McVeigh, and you should be doing something about promoting the truth about that again.
Meanwhile, Terry Nichols is coming out in his trial and exposing the fact of government informants involved in the bombing.
And hey, appreciate your show, Jay. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Let's go ahead quickly now, and let's talk to Alex in North Carolina, Fred, Roger, and others. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Baggage. Alex, I saw Martial Law, and I want to tell you that seeing, since we spoke of Bohemians, watching that Bohemian get cornered by you and to see the smile go off his face and the color to drain out of his face was worth the price of admission alone. I can't wait to get it on DVD. It's just great.
Well, thank you. It's out, so thank you.
What I wanted to say, though, was that I think what gets well-meaning people on the peak oil issue, and maybe people who are like halfway awake or still think maybe that being on the left of the issue is the solution, I think what gets them is the idea that it would be just as profitable for the globalists to have a real shortage as a fake one. And, you know, the real shortage is maybe scarier. Seems like a...
Well, it's
a
part of that fatalism. They always want to think Planet X is going to get us, Y2K is going to get us, the peak oil is going to get us, because, oh, if everything's going to be destroyed next year, I don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
Well, and you know, what does that do to your buying patterns in the rest of your life? I mean, we saw it before Y2K in the most extreme. You know, a lot of people spent a lot of money getting ready for something that didn't happen, running up credit cards thinking there's not going to be a tomorrow.
And we can trace that back to the Naval Report and the Y2K czar. They said it was all going to happen, but a few months before, then they said, we never said anything was going to happen.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And, you know, these kinds of, again, fear and panic allow the country to drift a certain direction. There was a paper that we've spoken about before called The Revolution in Military Affairs and Conflict Short of War, put out by the U.S. Army War College.
Alexander, yeah.
And, you know, this particular paper was talking about international terrorism and international drug trafficking as the major issues for the 1990s as a way to create fear and anxiety in order to bring in new technologies that the public would otherwise oppose.
That's the incredible part. In their white papers, they say what they're going to do, and then exactly what they say happens.
Yep, and in this case, the things they were talking about were knocking out aircraft, for instance, using EMP, electromagnetic pulse. In other words, being able to see where a drug trafficker is transiting a country, pass the intelligence on, and then they could knock out the aircraft. And there was a lot of discussion in this paper in 89 about the constitutionality of, you know, because it kind of ignores the idea of juries and judges and those basic sort of things that we think.
Have you heard the latest? Bush is now coming out and saying one of the threats to freedom is law, and that we need to ignore law because it aids the terrorists. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I can absolutely believe it. That's what you get when you elect a C student out of an Ivy League school. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is not thinking in terms of what is important to Americans. Ignoring the law as a way to circumvent the rules for a more controlled and directed society is exactly what it's about.
Well, Gonzalez says Bush is the law. I mean, folks, that's called dictatorship.
Yep.
With a capital D. Anything else, Alex?
Have you ever had Lawrence Lessig on? Because his book, what is it called? Is it something about like the code in the law or code in the basis of law? It's probably not the right title. He basically talks about the fact that the corporations will simply circumvent any law they don't like with technology.
Well, that's the thing. Look, at the point we've reached, they don't even follow any law. It's all just a facade. Thanks for the call.
And, well, you know, Alex, on that line, you know, think about the biggest bank robbery in the history of the country. It was a trillion-dollar SNL scandal, and how many people went to jail for that?
One or two. Another,
yeah, exactly the same kind of situation. You know, you knock off the corner 7-Eleven for $50, you're in for 10 years or longer. These guys hijack the entire U.S. economy for a couple of years and forever in terms of paying the debt off.
And then one patsy gets 2 years in a federal
resort.
Hilton, and then 5 years later he's at presidential dinners again.
Yeah, exactly right. Handing out bucks for whatever cause or social cause mitigates his guilt. You know, and I mean, the nonsense that has happened in this country at the hands of multinationals that continues to this day, whether you're talking the pharmaceutical industry, the telecommunications industry, or any of the major players, oil and gas, mineral interest, It is the government of special interest for special interest at our expense.
And again, that's not free market. They are becoming the government. That's all that's happening. Let's talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I want to ask Dr. Begich something. First of all, I don't know that much about you, but you seem to have a number of degrees in science and not just medicine. Is that true?
Well, I have a doctorate in traditional and complementary medicines, but I report on the sciences and I work with lots of specialists in a number of fields. When we write, we actually send material, technical material, for review by specialists, and as a consequence...
Yeah, the publications are full of scientists.
Yeah, and you'll see, like in the two main books, you'll see over Earth Rising, Earth Rising 2, our newest ones on the topics that we're covering today, those have over 1,000 footnoted sources, and these aren't conversations.
Well, I
want to,
Alex, I want to also talk about a couple patents that I've run into on free energy, and also Dr. Begich's book, The Coming Energy Revolution, with Gene Manning, which is an excellent book.
All right, we'll let you comment on that when we get back on the other side. We've got Dr. Begich with us into the next hour as well. Bunch of other key issues coming up. And a smattering of the news of the day. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That's what it says on the front. And on the back it says, learn the truth, InfoWars.com. Real simple, made in America. The T-shirts themselves are made in America. They're printed up right here at a Austin company that pays their employees well. So the T-shirts, if it's an extra large, cost me like $8 a piece. and the rest of them cost me about $5.56. But that's okay. I could have got them from Mexico for $2 a piece, but we're just not doing that. They're $19.95. And I hope that you will get the new T-shirt. We have the big Berkeys that we sell via the website as well. Those are made in America, the black Berkey system made in America. And we have those. My new film is out, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State on DVD. It's 3 hours long. It's really three films in one. The most powerful 9/11 film out there, bar none. I can officially say that. It also covers the police state, the Nazi connections, and the order of death, who controls things. And you need to get this new film, folks. It's my best work. Please get it. Please make copies. Please get it out to folks. It won't be seen unless you get it and make copies and get it out to people. We've also got some discounts if you get more than one. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. 888-253-3139. Or order it via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, the T-shirts, or the videos, any of it, at InfoWars.com, or watch them all online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Please take action. We can affect change, and these videos are powerful. You've heard the rave reviews. You want to call in and say it's a bad video? You're welcome to. We don't screen the calls. We can defend ourselves here. But nobody's called to say it's a bad video. People are saying it's the best they've ever seen. Let's go back to... I guess we were talking to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, finish up what you were saying for Dr. Baggage.
Okay. The thing I wanted to say was that there's an earlier book by Dr. Baggage and Gene Manning called The Coming Energy Revolution, which is great, and it also has a section in there on the patent system and the patent impounding that can happen when you want to.
Well, let me get a comment from him on that. Let me get a comment from him on that, Dr. Baggage.
Sure. The book was actually authored by Gene Manning. She was my co-author on Angels Don't Play This Harp, and I can tell you, Gene did an excellent job of putting that together. It's got a great bibliography in the back. Unfortunately, it's out of print, so you have to find it at libraries. But the whole concept of alternative energy patents being confiscated, it actually goes way beyond energy patents. The United States government, before any patent is issued, actually goes through a review process by every security agency.
And they say, is this allowable for national security?
Absolutely.
And that means, i.e., does it keep the big banks and the oil companies in place?
Absolutely. And what happens is these patents routinely are confiscated under national security laws that forbid an individual from working on the technology, talking about the technology. They have to disclose everyone they've ever discussed it with to those agencies, and the only way they can ever work on them again is within government labs that are sanctioned by those security agencies.
And then they take that selectively and use that for secret military projects, or they take a small part of a development and allow some big corporation to deploy it later.
Absolutely, and the little guy has no way to fight it. And then when they confiscate it, you know, the Constitution says you're supposed to be paid for things that are taken from you.
No just compensation.
None, because you have no way to go out and do a market survey to figure out what your stuff is worth, because they won't let you talk about it. So they basically pay you a pittance. And here's the option. Your option is treason. You go to jail and you never see the light of day again. So you
well, it's like they'll track you down for 10 years if you go to Serbia to play chess.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, they tell you what you can do and how you can do it. That's freedom.
That's right. And you know, when you really look at it all, you know, justice and freedom in the United States, unfortunately, has a direct proportional relationship to the size of your wallet.
Well, it's an illusion in many respects.
Absolutely.
Freedom is not being able to go to any football game you want, folks. Freedom is being able to raise your children and develop technologies and live your life and not drink poison in your water supply. And I would add that, to boil it down with the patents, we could all have solar cars that drove 150 miles an hour, but we won't ever have it. Thank you.